Welcome to Health Talk, brought to you by White Plains Hospital. I'm Laura Smith. My next guest is Dr. Nathan Douglas, orthopedic surgery for the hand, wrist, and elbow. And also, we're going to be talking today about wrist arthroscopy. That's not easy to say. It's about diagnosing and treating wrist injuries. So very happy to have you here today, Dr. Douglas.
Thanks for having me.
So let's just start with the basics. First of all, how common are wrist injuries, and what is the most common injury that you see in your office?
Well, I think in children, certainly, approximately 30 to 40% of children have some type of wrist fracture or finger fracture before they reach adulthood. So I see a lot of children. In adults, I'm not sure of any studies epidemiologically citing how many, what percentage of people get wrist injuries, but I certainly see them very often. In people doing sports and other activities, sometimes just having falls, but sports are a big source of injuries for my practice.
Okay. And how about the advent of, well, I'm thinking for little kids, I'm thinking a lot of, what do you call it, Nintendo's probably old school at this point, but those video games that you're constantly using your wrists, or even phone use.
So for children playing video games, I'm not aware of any evidence that suggests that they sustain injuries from that.
Okay.
In fact, some people have said that that makes them better surgeons. It trains their hand-eye coordination.
Oh, so, interesting. Okay.
So I think the jury's still out on
that
one.
Let them off the hook, yes.
In terms of adults using their, you know, computers and phones, you know, I don't know if there's really definitive evidence, but I certainly see some people that have symptoms of what's called tennis elbow.
Yes.
From using computers.
Yes.
And mice. They do make ergonomic keyboards as well as ergonomic mice, something called a vertical mouse. And certainly having someone look at how you're using your workstation can be beneficial in terms of not decreasing injuries. I wouldn't call these injuries necessarily, but certainly pain and sort of overuse or misuse of certain wrist or hand tendons or muscles, which can lead to pain.
Absolutely. How do you diagnose a wrist injury without, obviously, the real signs of pain because somebody has fractured it or broken it or something?
Well, often we still do start with x-rays, which can show the way the bones are situated for things such as arthritis or just abnormal sort of bony morphology. And then I think the exam is incredibly important. You really need someone that's trained in hand and wrist to examine whatever's causing your pain. You could be a few millimeters or a few centimeters off, and you're talking about a totally different structure in the wrist, and your treatment will be different because of that. So mm-hmm. I think it really takes someone that's well-trained in examining hand and wrist to determine what exactly is causing your pain.
I see. And tell us about the arthroscopy itself. What exactly is it? How does it work? How does it help you to get, you know, to the bottom of it and correct these issues?
So arthroscopy means looking inside a joint. And I think if people are familiar with knee or shoulder arthroscopy, well, the wrist is the same concept. It's just smaller instruments, and you can actually even look in some of the finger joints with smaller instruments as well. But the way I typically describe it is using sort of chopsticks, and then the end of one of those chopsticks is a camera, and you make a little incision in the skin, and you sort of put it into the joint, and that camera magnifies all the structures in the joint, the bones, the cartilage, the ligaments. And it gives you a much clearer idea of what is injured or what's going on inside.
I see. And does somebody have to be anesthetized for that? Because that sounds like something I'm not going to want to be...
Yes.
Feeling.
Yeah. Typically, we would do this with someone asleep. They're not going to feel pain. They're not going to be awake for it, certainly.
I'm sure, though, it's really made it the treatment and the care for a lot more, well, just more effective, right? Because you can see everything.
Yeah, I think it's so. There's two ways that it's used. One is diagnostic. So we have things like X-rays and MRIs, which can look at ligaments in the wrist. But it's not like looking at it with your own eyes. And the structures are fairly small, and they don't get blown up like using a magnifying glass when you're using an MRI or an X-ray. But with wrist arthroscopy, you have a little camera right next to the structure you're looking at, and it's magnified, and you can really tell if it's injured or not. And injuries are certainly missed on MRIs, which are then caught on arthroscopy.
So what is the benefit of getting arthroscopy versus not getting it at all? What do you recommend mostly?
So it totally depends on what the diagnosis and the injury is. I think there are certainly injuries that can be treated arthroscopically that either can't be treated otherwise, or they would require sort of much larger treatments with open procedures, making larger incisions. But my suspicion is that a lot of these people go untreated and they just kind of carry on with pain and they sort of ignore it or stop doing certain activities.
I see. What is something we can do to avoid wrist injuries, and whether, you know, it's just using the computer too much? I know that bothers my elbow from time to time when I do that. And what's the best way to care for your wrist to protect them from getting injured?
So I would say for children, as I mentioned before, I see a lot of children with wrist fractures. It's a very common injury. But using things like wrist guards with certain types of sports, such as skateboards, if you're skateboarding.
Oh, yes.
Of course, you can't use a wrist guard if you're playing basketball. But there's certain situations where you can. And so I think that's a good idea for children or adults, if you have any adults that are skateboarding still. And then in terms of the ergonomic things we talked about earlier, there are professionals that will evaluate your desk,
your workstation,
and make it more ergonomic. And the other class of people that we see are adults doing sports, what we call weekend warriors.
Yes.
They go to work during the week and then they sort of go and do CrossFit or something on the weekend and they sort of go all out. And I think you want to be careful when you're doing that. You want to take it slowly and easily and gradually get into something, not go out and sort of run a marathon, so to speak, but using your wrist.
What about arthritis that people say? I'm once in a while I'll wake up and just my wrists are aching and it just feels like it could be maybe a low form of arthritis or something. Just ibuprofen, or is that something you really have to kind of keep looking into?
So I think that's something you need evaluated by a professional, because oftentimes I have people come in and tell me they think they have arthritis and it's really a tendon inflammation issue, which is curable or there are other ways to treat it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think they have arthritis in their wrists or their fingers and really something else is going on, particularly with tendons or, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So I think to get a diagnosis, you really have to see someone that can take x-rays and evaluate you and figure out actually what's causing your discomfort.
Well, thank you so much for really helping us look at this, something I haven't thought about for quite a while. I haven't had a child for a while, and she really didn't do many sports. But I would imagine somebody playing volleyball, that would be like a big deal where you get a lot of that, right?
I get a lot of monkey bars, I'll tell you.
Oh, monkey bars, exactly.
And we used to get a lot of trampoline injuries, too.
Oh, goodness, yes.
But the monkey bars are a popular one.
Well, thank you so much for your expertise today. Dr. Nathan Douglas, orthopedic surgeon for the hand, wrist, and elbow here at White Plains Hospital. I'm Laura Smith, and this has been Health Talk.
Thanks for having me.